right now on VFN TV. We're going to go to the White House and see how it's decorated for Christmas. We're also going to hear a prophetic word from John Kilpatrick about your children, your offspring, how God has marked them and called them. It's so exciting. And we're also going to hear specifically about what does Christmas mean to you. We're going to hear a children's perspective on that. Also, we're going to hear about prayer for Pensacola on the Gulf Coast, what's taking place right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What you give me for Christmas?
I don't know yet. I'm still shopping. I'm still shopping.
Dude, hey.
Listen, the day before Christmas is, you know how we shop?
Right.
It's coming. But I did notice how nice your house was decorated when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a role did you have to do with that? What did you decorate?
I moved out of the way.
It was actually very nice.
Well, yes, you did an excellent job, Don. Job with that. So what are you getting me?
It's coming.
Amazon gift card.
Amazon gift card.
Anyway, so listen, the White House has decorated...
Yes,
beautifully, as always, but the First Lady Melania has done a wonderful job.
We need an invitation. Don't you think we need to go there and take a look at it at least once?
Been there, seen it.
Okay, you've been there, okay.
Go ahead.
I've only been on the outside, I haven't been on the inside, so right. Hey.
What's up with that?
Remember me, bring me in, man.
Okay, yeah, so let's just take a look. Let's go to the White House right now. Just take a look. We can see a visual right here. What's taken as they're going through the White House. You can see it.
It's coming.
It's there. Hey. Look at the beautiful. How beautiful are the Christmas trees and all the stationery. And this First Lady Melania. That they got 52 trees representing all the states and territories.
Now I've been there. I've seen the trees on the outside. Really beautiful. But what an amazing looking thing, huh?
Yeah, Missouri. That was Missouri skyline right there. Oh yeah, look at that. Just beautiful. That is so cool to see that. What skyline is that?
I think it's New York.
I think was it New York? It looked like San Francisco. And of course, Be Best is her vision for helping children to be their best.
That's awesome.
But it's just beautiful. You know, room after room decorated in such beauty. And it's the White House, this is so it's like light
is
coming to the White House.
Beautiful.
Again, right?
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. She's done a wonderful, wonderful job representing America and the White House and what's going on in the people's house. You know, God told me specifically, it showed me that in October 2016 that the people would be getting the White House back. It'd be the people's house again.
And it's exactly what happened. I've seen more people inside that Oval Office, I think, ever.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's been like this veil that nobody had a chance to go into. And I've heard President Trump quite frequently ask people, have you been there? In fact, right. James Dobson, who's been invited so many times to the White House, they were invited, him and a bunch of ministers, to the White House to have dinner with the president. Mm-hmm. And Greg Lowry says, I got so excited because Pastor Dobson has been here 12 times and he was seeing things that he's never seen before.
Right.
So it's pretty cool how they have access.
That's
like
what they
that.
Do, by the way. That's what I'm telling you. So they get you all pumped up to go in there and they have a roped off area. Not this White House, but previous White House. Houses, people that had it before that. They just kind of let you see two or three things, and that was it. And people, went through all the background checks and everything you got to do to be able to come in there. You have to go through.
But don't forget, we had 9/11. That shut down a lot of tours for a long time. So just even to have this thing open again.
You just can't pop in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but you won't stay long. Well, listen, what does Christmas mean to you? That's the question we're asking this week, as we're in this Christmas season, remembering Jesus is the reason for the season. And I love to hear children's perspective because they haven't been tainted by so many things going on and they just have that fresh view.
Yeah.
As a matter of, here's some young students talking about what Christmas means to them. Take a look.
Being able to spend time with family and friends.
Christmas is about spending time with your family and and opening presents and eating lots of Christmas ham.
And making someone else happy, that's what Christmas means to me.
At school, we've been learning that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. It's not just all about presents, it's about loving, caring, and being kind to everyone, even your brothers and sisters.
Getting together with my family.
Christmas about to me is loving, sharing, being nice to one another, because it doesn't matter if you get presents or not, it's just being loving to one another.
Love the fact that I just get to see all my family.
Christmas means to me is when you come together and celebrate with your family.
Having a meal with your family and just a really loving day.
Christmas means God becoming flesh, Jesus Christ, for the life of the world.
All right. Powerful. I love to hear little kids, you know, talk about Christmas, what's going on.
Honest and beautiful.
And,
huh?
You know, if I had to say anything, that was an Australian hat that the young child had on.
Do you have one of those?
No, but I just love that. Oh. They wear those hats in the outback, you know, and all that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I don't know how much time we have before the break, because I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this awesome prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpatrick that was given just this season.
Just given, yeah.
Yeah, and it talks about your children. Maybe you've been praying for your children. You've been crying out for your children. You've been broken over what's happened with your children, and you're just... Maybe you're going through an area of time, you're just like giving up on what you prayed for with your children. You can't even pray. I don't know. But listen, God heard you the moment you began to pray. Mm. And he's going to talk about specifically in this word how God has heard your prayer and marked your child. Even while they're in the womb, God marked them. But before, we're going to go to this break, and we come back, you're going to hear that prophetic word. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
In what's being described in Israel as a Bible revival, a new curriculum for students is taking the study of this ancient book squarely into the 21st century.
The tablet-based curriculum is a study of the Bible using innovative augmented reality curriculum developed by Museum of the Bible. And the first Israeli city to use the curriculum is Ramat Gan, spearheaded by its mayor, Yisrael Singer. The program's remarkable success caught the attention of the Israel Ministry of Education, Youth and Society, who honored Mayor Singer, citing his pioneering work championing the new program.
The program has grown from 1,500 students in 2015 to over 6,000 in 2016, with plans to reach tens of thousands by 2017, including use by private and homeschool groups throughout the United States.
Engaging the smartphone generation of the Bible in the land where it all began.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in Vision and SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well.
And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to hear from that prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpatrick about your children, your offspring. This is so encouraging. It blessed my heart. You know, I have children and grandchildren. As a matter of fact, do you know how many grandchildren I have?
How many grandchildren do you
have?
Can
you believe I have grandchildren?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay, what's on that?
I can believe it, yeah.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. That's a good
four,
number.
4, 5, 6, and one on the way. And one on the way.
Wow.
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Right? And you want, you know, you just, you know, I see, you know, God in my children. I see God in my, you know, in my grandchildren and how God's just touching their lives, yeah. And how they're going to be the next generation that carries on. This is so exciting.
It's a beautiful thing.
And to hear this prophetic word is so encouraging from Pastor John Kilpatrick. You're about to be very encouraged. I want you to grab this word. If it bears witness with you, lock into it. Remember, those who receive a prophet as a prophet get the prophet's reward. In other words, it's not just receiving a person showing up. It's getting that word, that prophetic word coming down to you. And you're about to be definitely encouraged. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I have already marked your seed. They shall not be outside, but they will be inside the ark of my presence. You have become drunk with the cares of this life, and you are troubled in mind and spirit, says the Lord. You are troubled by the things you have come to believe will be beyond your reach, but you must know that I have heard your prayers from the first day you came to me with tears and a trembling heart about your concerns. I have already answered the very thing that you are anxious about. Your seed will touch many. They have been chosen from long ago. They will emerge at the hour of my choosing. These children of yours will be almost unrecognizable to you, because I will anoint them to do exploits. They will know me, and they will accomplish all I have laid my hand on them to do. Not only will they do great things, but they will be in the company of those I am raising up who also will do great things. They will be friends with mighty evangelists. They will be friends with anointed psalmists, as well as highly anointed, influential Christian leaders. And God said your children and your grandchildren will meet together regularly to share amazing stories of breakthrough and answered prayers. And some of their stories, God said, will even exceed your own stories. I have declared this to be so even before you were wed. They will become even greater than you can imagine. They have my name already stamped upon their forehead and shall go in and out of places where others cannot go. As for you, you have fretted and grieved about what kind of footprint you will leave behind. God said, oh, but you cannot yet see what I have in store for you. Your previous footprint cannot compare to what God is going to do. I have already declared your end from your beginning. You are attempting to see in a dark place where my glory has not yet fully arisen upon what I'm going to do with you. You're looking through a glass darkly. My golden light will arise upon you and shall be seen upon you, just as with Sarah of old. Your last trimester is going to produce far greater than you have ever known. The thing that I'm birthing in you, I'm giving you the authority to tend to care for, and to bring to fruition the things that I have promised you, not somebody else. After a short travail, you will attend to what you have been carrying that no one else could see. What you knew as a sketch will all be filled in with bold lines and dramatic color and framed just for this season of your life. What you once despised will be displayed as a complete work of my grace and glory. The things that you had to go through that caused you tears and heartbreak and anguish and even a loss of confidence and at times a loss of faith, God said what you once despised, that season that you had to go through, will now be on display like a piece of art on an easel, and it will be a completed work of my grace and my glory. Your voice will be heard. Your halting lack of confidence will melt away. I will cause your voice to carry others, and your words will become beams of light for those still struggling, like you once struggled for so long, caught between yesterday and today. Do not attempt to look into my glorious plans, because your eye can't see, and your ear can't yet hear, and it's not yet entered into your mind what I'm going to do. What I have for you has appeared to you as a bucking stallion that you are unable to get on and ride. But when you finally mount the season that I've been preparing for you, you'll find out it wasn't a horse at all that wasn't ready. It was you. You'll mount up with ease, and your latter footprint will be far greater than all the previous misunderstood years. Only those who have been meek will ride with me in that day that I have declared and revealed unto you. This day I have measured you, I have marked you and yours, and I will give you my hidden manna so that you may have the strength for the days ahead. Rejoice! I have not only hidden you in my pavilion, but I have hidden your sons and your daughters, and they shall abide under the shadow of my wings. I, the Lord, am more able to perform what I have promised.
So encouraging. Is that not encouraging?
Powerful.
And you, that's something you want to hear over and over again. We're going to make that available to you. You can get it online. You can go to johnkilpatrick.org. You can listen to it again. You can go to our channel and listen to it again.
Absolutely.
You need to just soak on this word because it's packed.
Listen, the first time I heard this word, I was almost in tears. I mean, I'm sure.
any
such
parent
a now
has,
word. Yes,
a
it's a now parent, word.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was something that came to mind, not only for our own natural children, but also
spiritual
for those
children
that were ministering to, the spiritual children.
Right.
It's a huge legacy. The promise was given to Abraham, but it was Jacob that became Israel, you know? And so it's one giant lineage of blessing. And
so
God's
just
claim
that word. You want to claim it. And I want to also say this before we go to break, because we come back, we're going to hear about, Baker, Louisiana. We have people that are believing God for the city of Baker, Louisiana. People believe in God for Mobile, Alabama. And people believe in God for Pensacola, Florida. And I'm sure there's plenty of you out there that are believing God for your city. But we're going to talk about prayer for Pensacola, where they're praying a prayer on the Gulf Coast for the city. But I want to say this to you. I don't know if you know this or not. Every single Sunday, we come together, in the fellowship of the VFN Dream Center and throughout the nation. Mm-hmm. And that, I want to invite you to participate in that. And one thing that we really focus on in our expression is family and relationship. And you see this word that just came from Pastor Kilpatrick about family. This generation is looking for authentic connectivity. They don't have it more than likely in their natural relationships. They don't have it in their workplace. Yeah. And they're trying to find it through government and
they
other things.
They definitely don't have it online.
Yeah, they don't have it online. And there's more depression and there's more isolation. And even though they got these friends, following on Facebook, the truth is that they want that. That's why, Mark Zuckerberg came up with to name that particular selection button toggle friend. But it's just another button on a website. But people want to connect to folks. But the reality is, you know, even Jesus, he says, listen, you know, that I call you a brother, I call you, you know, family. Those who do the will of my Father are the family of God.
Those are my
those who do, yeah, the family of God. And so there's something inside of us that desire family. And there's wholeness that comes in that. There's healing that comes in that. But there also is vulnerability that comes in that where, you know, you can't just show up and, you know, suck off the energy from a family. But a family's like, okay, now it's your turn to set the table.
Ebb and flow, right?
The ebb and flow, but it's what keeps you healthy. He says every joint supplies. And if you go back and look at the church in the days when we're reading the book of Acts and all the way up to the time right before, you know, came in where they literally, you know, wanted to control the church and wanted to be able to put it into buildings and that type of thing. And buildings are great. But what we lost in the paradigm is we lost what it's like to be family. Mm. It's if you start acting like family, people think it's strange. Or family's a fantasy. Family's like, we go fishing, that's family. Well, we're going to go fishing after you do your chores,
that's
you
right.
know, and after you treat your sister better.
Yeah.
And there's something so beautiful about that. And I know that's one thing that we have, you know, in the Vine Fellowship Network and the VFN Dream Center, you know, with that we come together, we celebrate, you know, the presence of God, the Word of God, we worship, but we also take time to hang out and talk about what we've learned and hear from each other and pray for each other. And it's not
that some of the most powerful time in the ministry that occurs is when, you know, we're hearing each other and, you know, standing in the gap for each other and praying for each other.
Right, right.
It's beautiful. And listening to each other.
Yeah, you just, you know, how many people actually go into a place to worship God and they don't talk to anybody and they leave, they walk in strangers.
That's a common
And they leave strangers and it's, you know, hey, thank God that anybody's doing anything for God. So it's, I'm not just speaking against that. I'm just saying like, but I really believe my passion is for us to have family back because the world's so messed up in regards to what family is. Because I believe because the church, which is actually the plumb line for what family is a mess. Yeah. And so we got to get back to fathers, sons, daughters, family of God, you know, mothers, daughters, sons, fathers. It's amazing how that, it's just so encouraging. So I would encourage you, if you haven't yet, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can see it on your screen and find out how you can participate. Anywhere in the world, you can join us. It's amazing how we set that up for you to be able to do that. But also, if you're on the Gulf Coast, come join us every Sunday at 10:30
a.m. 6500 Pensacola Boulevard.
On the Gulf Coast. We'd love to be able to have you and welcome you as part of the family.
That's right.
After this break, we're going to come back and we're going to hear about the prayer for Pensacola on the Gulf Coast. Pretty powerful thing done by Joe Miller. Join us.
We'll be right back. Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and Kelly George is a business owner from Branston, West Missouri. Kelly wants me to talk about endurance. I have a friend, Kelly, that has an expression that if I've heard him say it once to me, I've heard him say it 100 times. That is, he'll say, John, keep on keeping on. Now, all he's doing is encouraging me to endure, to be steadfast, to stay focused, not to quit. You see, I've discovered that people who fail to get to the top are not people who lack the potential to get to the top. They just lacked the endurance to get to the top. They somehow decided that if they would quit, it would be better than if they would continue on. And I think the prize of success doesn't always go to the quickest or the most brilliant. The person who finishes the line the fastest or the soonest, I think it goes to the person who understands that day by day, week by week, if they are consistent in their behavior, consistent in their action, that they will arrive where they need to arrive. You see, endurance, it's not a sexy word, is it? It's not a word that we kind of want to be known as, oh, there goes an enduring person. We'd rather be known as a brilliant person or a quick person, a bright person. But here's what I do know. If you take endurance out of the life of a person, no matter how gifted, no matter what opportunities they are given, they'll never succeed. It is true that if we endure and we continually stay steadfast, whatever that prize is, although it may take a while, it will someday be ours.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this
documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about prayer for Pensacola. It was started by Joe Miller, who had a passion to be able to see, you know, transformation in a city. He came from Chicago, I believe. He went to the Gulf Coast, if I remember that. And and began to lead Pensacola, the city that he was in, that was going through, you know, struggles and different things are going on during that time. I want you to read about that in a moment. Into a time of 40 days of prayer and fasting.
It's a beautiful thing.
It has, and it has, since that began, and other people have been praying as well. It's not the only prayer that's going on, but the city had begun to transform. It's gone through some major shiftings.
No doubt. Since 2008, I believe, is when they started.
So I want to tell you this real quick. Like, you can see it on your screen right here. On January the 6th, starting at 9 a.m. in 2019, a 40-day time of prayer and fasting is coming up. And you're looking at right here. That's a beautiful downtown Pensacola. You're looking at the
Wahoo Stadium.
The Wahoo Stadium right there, a Palafox. You're looking at the Bay Bridge in the background right there.
Maritime Park.
You're looking at Pat's penthouse back in
is
the corner.
Is that what that is? Okay. All right. Okay.
Actually, if that's what you want to get me for Christmas.
Is that what I can get you?
I'd like to have right
Thank
there.
Thank you. I'm going to add that to the list.
Right down there, as
All
a matter
right.
of fact.
But Excellent.
Read up a little bit what
sure.
this is about.
This is on their website about the event. In 2008, a small group of about 100 people came together and made a decision to fast and pray for 40 days for our city. That is how we started. We were a group from many different churches, and we connected by the internet. Back then, Pensacola was a small town with a large amount of problems, and we had two abortion clinics. We didn't have a full-time mayor yet, and the downtown was empty, old, and dead on the weekends. I remember that.
Yes.
Poverty was a continual issue. We decided to tackle a different problem every 40 days. We did this again in 2009, in 2010, and continued it until 2015.
Because I had a calendar set up, and every single day would be a different focus in that 40 days, as well as the whole thing together.
Yeah. It's beautiful. What we saw each year was that God slowly changed our city. We took off a few years, but are jumping back in for 2019. We feel God is leading us again. And yes, we're excited about what the Lord is going to do in our area this year. Because of all the prayers, we recognize God's momentum in Pensacola, Escambia County, and Santa Rosa County. We have seen Pensacola area change dramatically since 2008 when we first started to pray and fast for our area. Here are just a few victories. One, there were two abortion clinics in 2008, and currently they are both closed because of much prayer and fasting.
Praise
Jesus
God.
Loves life, and after all, he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we used to be considered a small, poor city, but now we have companies from all over, such as Navy Federal, and it's 17,000 jobs, just to name a few. Downtown is changing. We've had so many things that have happened in this city, I can't even list them all.
Listen, if you want to sign up to be a part of it, no matter where you are in the world, you can sign up. It's at prayerforpensacola.com. You can see it on your screen, or go to vfnkb.com to find out some more details on that. You can pray and fast anywhere. As a matter of fact, I think about, you know, Baker, Louisiana, how they're praying for their city, Pensacola, Mobile, and others around the world are praying for your city. We just pray God will bless you and participate in this. And we want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for Joe Miller, Lord God. I pray a blessing over that prayer for Pensacola and Pensacola, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord, that even we're going to participate for 7 days of that, Father God. And I pray for each and every one to be encouraged and inspired, Lord, that you would hear the cries of our heart, Father God, and shift the Gulf Coast into the glory zone happenings that you've been showing me even since the beginning of this journey. Father God, we pray it even so. And dear God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.